What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So I do want to talk about health. Health has really been on my mind. My health has really been on my mind, focusing on it, having the right diet, making sure I'm eating at least 3 meals a day. Like, health has really been everything, and I want to go into depth with how it's been with me. And I'm honestly not too much of a knowledgeable person when it comes to specific nutrients, specific foods I should be eating that are good, etc., or what is the best for someone. I'm not too qualified for that, but I just want to kind of give my opinion on how health has been really on my mind and what are my kind of goals for my health. So one thing in the past, actually I say about multiple ideas in the past couple of weeks have been coming to my head, but one of them that in which I've been focusing really I've been focusing so much on it, and the idea is health, of course, but like really I had to really start seeing a change in my body. I really want to see something change. I've always been skinny. I don't like the way I feel, and not because someone tells me something, but because I don't. So I should probably change that, right? If you have the mindset of I want to be better, I want to improve, you obviously have to make a change in what you do, and that change ultimately will affect whatever it is that you're wanting to produce, right? Positively or negatively. And really, the reason why is because of my lactose situation. I don't know how long I've been lactose, but I really started to notice that this year specifically on how much more serious my lactose situation is. And whenever I eat any form of dairy product, I instantly will have to go to the restroom, or I'll just be fucking passing gas the whole time. And it's just super annoying. So I was also having, I think a couple of weeks ago, like diarrhea as well. Sorry. But yeah, I was like having a real bad too. So that really made me, and like I was losing weight, I can kind of see it. And that really made me want to change that. And when I would eat dairy products, when I was eating the dairy products, I would instantly just have to go, and it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like I want to be able to enjoy a meal and then not have to go to the restroom. Like it's so fucking annoying that that's a thing for me, but I have to deal with it. So I've really been starting to take it seriously, and I'm hoping that my end goal ends up happening because of my actions, and I keep it consistent. And I've been trying to. Today, actually, I ended up messing up because I was supposed to have brown rice with I forgot what they are called, but it's a form of beans, and I put a little bit of onion and a little bit of green pepper or a little bell pepper in there as well, but I kind of messed up because I didn't end up cooking I think they're garganzo beans, something like that. They're organic beans, and I don't think I ended up cooking them properly or right, so I'm gonna have to go back tomorrow I'm gonna have to this time make the meal proper and make sure I get my right amount of nutrients. But I still ate, of course. I just had the brown rice with the small bell peppers and the onions. But making sure I have the 3 meals a day is super essential for me, and I can notice when I don't have it, I can feel as if my body really needs that third meal, because we really do. We have to understand that this is a machine. Our body, look at your body right now. No matter how it looks, I'm not the best like looking person, and I do get insecure about myself sometimes because of how I look, and that's a big reason why I'm wanting to focus on health as well. But when you look at yourself, this is your machine. This is your body. This is what you use to walk around every day. And when you start to eat right, you start to feel better. And I'm not gonna lie, I have been feeling a lot better because the past month, about a month ago, my health was probably the worst it's probably been in a while. Because I wasn't really exercising and I was just eating a lot of junk food and just working, and it was really unhealthy. And I haven't been working out as much. I barely do about like 10 push-ups in the morning. But now that I'm having a proper breakfast and I'm having something for lunch and then I'm having something for dinner, that keeps me going, that keeps me good to have energy, that keeps me flowing, and I enjoy it. And it is a process though, because you have to put in the work. And I used to hear this all the time from people when I was younger, you have to put in the work. But the reality is, that's how it is with everything. You have to take the step of actually doing something. You have to take the step of looking into it. So what I was doing was looking into a whole bunch of different products that were gluten-free, or make sure they didn't connect any milk or anything like that, because I kind of went to like what was it called, a gluten allergy. So yeah, I was have you have to get knowledgeable, you have to do things. I first got knowledgeable about it, and then I started just kind of making sure I was actually doing it and putting actions. I'm eating oatmeal with honey, a little bit of oats with blueberries and strawberries, and I like to keep it like that simple. Maybe today I actually had oatmeal with honey and a little bit of honey oats with toast, two pieces of toast with butter and a little bit of jelly. So it was, I had a pretty good breakfast, and it's enough to get my day going and to get it started. So it's really a good thing. And don't get me wrong, it won't help with everything that you're dealing with mentally, but you feel better and you feel like you can have the strength to get through it. And I'm not bullshitting about that, because when people would tell me things like this, I wouldn't listen. And now that I'm saying it, now that I know when I say it, I mean it, because I've experienced it. Experience is the best teacher. And now that I'm saying it, I know that what it means, and that it's real. It's a real thing, these different things. And I've been having a big perspective change on that, just with everything, really learning through these different life experiences, being on my own. Like, wow, life is really tough, and you have to shift your mind into a different person, because you have to survive in this world. You really do. And to survive, you have to do a lot of change and sacrifice. And I was never told this. I say it again because I mentioned this a lot in my previous podcast. I'm gonna drink a little bit of this Gatorade. It's super hot. But yeah, so think to yourself, have you been even focusing on anything in your health? You say, oh, I'm gonna do something, blah, 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 I'm gonna do something, blah, blah. I would before not drink soda, but in all honesty, I've now have been drinking soda. I tried to drink soda because I feel that I did end up losing weight once I stopped. And not saying that that's probably not the best thing to do, but I can get a good amount of sugar, because our bodies need sugar, and I'm trying to focus on the different situations and aspects that I need. And I need for them to occur. So me learning about carbohydrates and how I'm going to eat, how much amount, my intake calories to be able to gain weight, like those are all factors in which I'm still learning. So I'm still learning about this right now, but I'm doing it because my health is for real. And that, like, having your health not okay, it is scary, and it can put you in a very negative place to where you just feel like, what's the point of that? What's the point of getting your health right if your health's already declining? So your health is really everything, and this is a big situation that I think is really serious. Like, it's real fucking serious. If you're listening to this, please understand that your health is serious, and not, you don't have to make like a big fucking change, because I feel like I wouldn't make a change before due to other people thinking like, oh, you're weird, oh, we're making this, or maybe even relatives like kind of putting you down, like, why are you doing that, blah, blah. Or my buddy Andres, who had on the podcast when we talked about it, he was mentioning about how it's hard for him to eat right and get kind of healthy while eating right, because when you're in a culture, or at least him, when you're in a culture and you're growing up into the culture that he grew up in, and the same for me as well, we grew up in a similar culture because he is Mexican and so am I. That every Mexican's like this, or every Mexican family, don't get me wrong, but this is just like it's just a thing sometimes where you have to be grateful for what you have, so you can't be picky about about what you want to eat. Like, oh, I'm going to eat this. Like, I shouldn't be eating this. Like in a family like that, they'll tell you, like what the fuck? Like, why? Like, why? Like, just eat. It's not good for you. Just eat that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, you need to eat. And that can be a factor in that. And I think because I live on my own now, I'm actually able to do it. And before, I didn't. Like, it was my dad. And sometimes I was, like, so it was kind of weird sometimes when I'd go in the kitchen. I wouldn't. Sometimes I just wouldn't feel like doing the whole process in the kitchen. So, but now that I have my own place, like, I feel fine with doing that, making sure that I'm eating right every time, going in the kitchen whenever I want. So I'm grateful for that. And I think that where I was before and where I am now, I'm happy that I've still been trying every single day. I try to tell myself every single day that I need to be grateful and just move every single day, even though I'm tired, like, I need to be able to make these meals for myself and making sure that I'm actually eating something and having something in my system, even if it's not the healthiest thing, but to make sure to eat something. Also, I gotta make sure I don't eat anything with cheese in it. And I don't know if I have a gluten allergy, because I've never been actually to a doctor for that, neither the lactose, but I've read into this, so it's not that I'm not knowledgeable. It's like, I kind of know that what the symptoms are, they seem exactly the same. So, I mean, literally, I can eat any, like, I've tested it multiple times where I eat, like, one, like, I'll eat a burger with no cheese and make sure there's nothing dairy on it, and then I'll eat something with cheese on it, and then that one will instantly cause me to have, again, gas, or it just caused me to go to the restroom instantly. And I keep saying cheese, that's the best example. It can milk as well, eggs, like, just stuff like that, dairy products. So that's like, health is really important, and just don't take it for granted, because your health can be taken for granted. And once your health is slowly starting to fade away and you start going through something real negative, that becomes a big problem, and it starts affecting other people in your life, and it's just sad. So I've been like, those thoughts and that mindset, like, I try to remind myself all the time, because it's real, and it also kind of motivates me. It motivates me to want to keep doing it. It motivates me to keep on going, to keep on trying to grow as a person. Like, keeping my health, like, right, just making me feel real, real okay with a lot of different situations. Not everything, again, but I just kind of want to bring out the fact on how focusing on your health is a real thing. And I know I probably have said that about 4 or 5 times in this podcast already, in like this 12-minute span, but it's just real, and I didn't understand. So I want to put it into people's heads who have that same idea of, oh, like, you know, maybe sometime. Yeah, but whenever you can, like, try and get that opportunity in where you just won't want to eat healthy. So, yeah, it took kind of a lot for me, I'm not gonna lie, to get to that step, and a lot of consistency and heart. But it's possible, and it really is. And I'm not the healthiest right now, and I know I'm not, but my initial goal is to hopefully be around 130. I'm not sure by when. I should probably have that, but I've been trying to just make sure I eat 3 meals, not necessarily gain weight ASAP. Like, that's not my entire thing. I'm really like diving into it and making sure that I just have 3 meals a day, and I'm getting getting a certain amount of calories. So I'm just grateful for that. And yeah, I'm going to end this podcast right here. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If anything you ever want to talk about on this podcast, then please contact me. You can download the Anchor app, create an account. It will take about 10 seconds probably. And then you can send me a message through the app, and we can get it rolling that same day or the next. Completely up to you. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, stay safe in this pandemic. We are going through a lot of devastating situations. So thank you, and hope you enjoyed. Thank you.